This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Good afternoon. All right, Mr. Jackson, you are all set.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir.
Could you please state your full name, spell your last name for the jurors, please?
Nicholas Barros, B-A-R-R-O-S.
And where do you currently work?
The town of Dighton, Dighton Police Department.
How long have you worked for the Dighton Police Department, sir?
Since 2011.
And what's your position there currently?
Currently, I am a sergeant.
What's your duty assignment as a sergeant? What do you do?
I supervise the 4 to midnight shift.
We'll get to that in a little bit more detail in just a second. A couple more foundational questions. How long have you been a police officer altogether?
Since 2011, so going 14 years.
And what education and training and background do you have that qualifies you to do your duties as a sergeant, a supervisor at the Dighton Police Department?
I completed the police academy. I hold a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. I've been to many trainings as a police officer and as a supervisor.
When did you get your bachelor's degree?
2012.
Is the Dighton Police Department an autonomous police department for the city? In other words, is it a branch of, say, for instance, Massachusetts State Police, or is it an autonomous department?
It's on its own.
Okay. It's not in any way connected to the Canton Police Department, I presume?
Correct.
Is it in any way connected to the Massachusetts State Police Department?
It is not.
As a supervisor, are part of your duties to oversee subordinate officers in their daily fare, whatever that may be?
Yes.
Does that include anything having to do with crime scene investigation?
To an extent.
Witness interviews?
No, that would be the detective bureau.
What about working and coordinating with detectives?
To an extent.
Collection of evidence or working with detectives as they collect evidence?
They would collect evidence.
Maintaining crime scene protocols, things of that nature.
Correct.
All right. As a sergeant with the Dighton Police Department, are you a trained observer?
I am.
Would you consider all of your subordinates, the patrol officers, day-to-day officers, are they also trained observers?
They are.
Is that part of policing?
It is.
Describe that a little bit for the jurors so we understand.
We are in the police academy. We are told to watch everything. It's our heads on a swivel. We are always looking because we don't know what the unknown is.
When you say you don't know, is it true that you don't necessarily know what might become relevant later that may be needed in court?
Correct.
I want to draw your attention to January of 2022, a few years ago. January 29th, 2022, did you have any, you personally, officer, did you have any personal relationship with the Canton Police Department?
I did not.
Did you have any personal relationship with a trooper from the Massachusetts State Police named Michael Proctor?
I did not.
Do you have any relationship with a person by the name of Brian Higgins, an ATF agent?
I did not.
Do you have any relationship with a Boston police officer known as Brian Albert?
I did not.
Did you know any of the witnesses or individuals involved in an ongoing investigation related to the death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe?
I did not.
On January 29th, 2022, did you receive some sort of a call to respond to a particular location? I don't want the address of the location. We'll get to that in a second. Did you receive some sort of a call in the afternoon?
I did.
Describe that for the jurors, please.
Around 2:30 in the afternoon, I received a call from the troopers assigned to the Norfolk District County DA's office in regards to a vehicle that was at a residence in the town of Dighton.
What were you asked to do? Why did you get that call?
The trooper said that they were coming into my jurisdiction, and as a courtesy, they wanted me to respond with them.
Is that sort of normal protocol if you go into somebody else's jurisdiction, you let them know?
Yes.
So that was not necessarily unusual?
No.
About what time did you receive that first call?
The first call was around 2:30 in the afternoon.
Was there logs kept of those kinds of things? If you get a call, you respond
to
the location?
Yes.
At some point after you received that first call, did you receive any other call specifying a time of arrival for the MSP troopers, anything like that?
I did.
Describe that for us.
I got a second call around 3 p.m. From Trooper Michael Proctor stating that he was about 10 minutes away from the address in Dighton.
At the point that you spoke with Michael Proctor, had you ever spoken to him in your professional or personal capacity ever before?
Never.
Did you know the name? Did you know who he was?
I did not.
Complete stranger?
Complete stranger.
What time did you actually arrive at the residence?
I arrived at the residence, I believe it was 3:27 p.m.
Sergeant Barros, did you, I don't want the address, cameras are rolling, did you respond specifically to a residence in the city of Dighton?
Yes.
Did you at that time know who lived at that residence, who resided there?
I did.
How did you know that?
Early in the shift, when I came on at 8 a.m., the midnight shift, the outgoing shift, had told me that a resident of Dighton at that address had called looking for a ride to Brockton Hospital.
Who did you know at that time, or who did you believe at that time to live at the address that you are now responding to?
William Reed.
That was Reed, R-E-A-D?
Correct.
Okay. Did you know anything about his daughter at that time, or did you just know the name William Reed?
I just knew William Reed, the name.
At the time that Michael Proctor called you, did he say anything about what his intentions were once he arrived at the location?
Yes, his intention was to retrieve a vehicle that he said was involved in a homicide.
Did he specifically say to you at 3 o'clock-ish in the afternoon, he intended to seize the vehicle?
I believe the first phone call, that was his intention.
Meaning all the way back to 2:30?
2:30 is when he first called me and said that they were coming to Dighton to retrieve a vehicle that occurred in a homicide in Canton.
And you understood that to mean what? Retrieve a vehicle?
Seize.
Thank you. What was your role once you arrived at the scene at the Reed household?
My role was Trooper Michael Proctor asked me to facilitate a tow to tow that vehicle.
Was that a private tow company?
Yes.
And when you say facilitate a tow, what does that mean?
He asked who we used for towing vehicles, and during that period of time, it was Diamond Towing.
Did Diamond Towing ultimately show up, some a representative of that?
They did.
Tow company with a tow truck?
Correct.
A flatbed?
Yes.
Who was with Trooper Proctor when you arrived at the scene?
Sergeant Buchanan.
Had you ever met Sergeant Buchanan before?
Never.
Did you know him?
Nope.
Do you know him professionally or personally?
Never.
Had you ever spoken to him?
Never.
Ever? I'm so sorry. It's getting late in the day, and I guess I'm going too fast. Sorry, my fault. Let's start that just a little bit slower. Did you know him?
No.
Had you ever spoken to him before?
No.
Had you ever heard his name before?
No.
No relationship whatsoever?
None.
Same with Trooper Proctor?
Correct.
Once you arrived at the residence, did you have an opportunity to see the vehicle that was the focus of Trooper Proctor and Sergeant Buchanan's attention?
Yes, once I arrived and I parked my cruiser at the end of the driveway, I observed a black Lexus SUV in the driveway.
What were you driving?
I was driving a Ford F-150 police cruiser.
A police cruiser that's a Ford F-150?
Correct.
They have those?
Yes.
Cool. Were you in full uniform?
Full uniform.
Gun, badge, the whole works?
The whole works.
Did you ever go inside the house?
Briefly.
What was the circumstance of going inside the house?
I went inside to let the troopers know that the tow truck operator was there, and I also went in to ask how we're going to get the tow truck into the driveway because there was about a foot of snow.
Okay. That sort of answers my next question. Did you see whether or not Trooper Proctor and Sergeant Buchanan actually did go inside the residence?
Yes, they did.
For the bulk of the time that they were in the residence, where were you?
Outside the residence.
Were you with the black SUV?
I was in the garage speaking to the defendant's mother.
The defendant's mom?
Yes.
Janet?
Okay. Yes.
Where was the SUV at this point?
In the driveway.
Did you have an opportunity to see the SUV?
I did.
Did you walk all the way around it?
Not all the way around.
Did you see the rear end of it?
I did.
Did you make note of the rear end of it?
Yes.
How long would you say you were at the location in a position to observe the rear end of that SUV? 2 minutes, 20 minutes, something in between, longer?
I would say not the entire time that I was there, but a good amount of time.
More than a glance?
Yes.
This is the afternoon of January 29th, 2022, correct?
Correct.
Before the vehicle had been seized formally by Trooper Proctor and Sergeant Buchanan, correct?
Correct.
Did you observe anything of note about the rear end of that black SUV?
Yes, I noted in a report that there was damage to the taillight.
Can you describe for the jury, by the way, which taillight are we talking about?
The right rear taillight.
Can you describe for the jurors what you noted in terms of the damage to the right rear taillight?
I noted that the report said that there was right rear damage to that taillight.
When you say damage, have you ever described that damage previously?
I have.
Can you tell us what that description is?
There was, it was damaged, the taillight was damaged, but there was a crack missing, but it was not completely damaged.
When you say there was a crack, do you mean there was a piece missing?
A piece was missing.
Can you describe for the jurors kind of what that piece looked like, how big it was, how small, the shape, as you call it?
The piece was about maybe this big.
Is that maybe the size of a dollar bill, maybe 6 inches?
6 inches.
And how wide?
Maybe that wide, maybe 3 inches, 2 inches, somewhere in there.
I want to show you a photo. Your Honor, with the court's permission, I would like to show Exhibit 13. It's been previously marked. Do you see what's depicted in this photograph?
I do.
What does that appear to be, just generally?
The right rear taillight.
Of what?
The Lexus SUV.
Is that consistent with the black Lexus SUV that you saw at the Reed residence?
That was the black Lexus. That was not the taillight the day I was there.
Can you do me a favor, Mr. Wolk, with the court's permission, can we zoom in on the right rear taillight, please?
Okay.
Do you see the condition of that taillight as it's depicted in this photo?
I do.
Sergeant Barrett. In this photograph?
I do.
What does that appear to be, just generally?
The right rear taillight.
Of what?
The Lexus SUV.
Is that consistent with the black Lexus SUV that you saw at the Reed residence?
That was the black Lexus. That was not the taillight the day I was there.
Can you do me a favor, Mr. Wolk, with the court's permission, could we zoom in on the right rear taillight, please?
Okay.
Do you see the condition of that taillight as it's depicted in this photo?
I do.
Sergeant Barrows, is this the condition of the right rear taillight when you showed up at the recent Lee household at around 3:15 in the afternoon on January 29th, 2022?
Absolutely not.
What's different about this photo, sir?
That taillight is completely smashed out.
Does it appear that there are additional pieces of taillight that are removed from this taillight condition than when you saw it at the Lee residence?
Okay. Sustained. Ask it differently, Mr. Jackson.
Of course. Describe specifically, other than the fact that it's different, describe in detail for the jurors what is different about this taillight as it's photographed here.
That middle section was intact when I was there. Towards that right side, where that large chunk is, that's what was missing.
I'm going to hand you a green laser pointer. If you can, there's two displays, one monitor directly in front of you and one to your right. If you could use the one to your right, it's a little easier on the jurors. Describe what's different about that taillight.
Can you see that? So this area was intact. This is what I saw was missing here.
May I approach?
Yes.
If the entire taillight had been broken out as it's depicted in this photograph, would you have made note of that?
Yes. Sustained.
Do you believe you would remember if the taillight, well, let me ask it a different way. The piece that you saw missing, but not completely damaged, is the reason that you use the phrase not completely damaged to highlight the fact that there was still more taillight attached to the vehicle than is depicted in this photo? Okay. We can take this down. As you sit here and recall back to that, your observations, and you observed this for over the course of how long, would you say? How many minutes?
Probably 20 minutes or so.
You actually wrote a report about this, correct?
Correct.
And you documented your observations, correct?
Correct.
In your documented observations, did you use the phrase cracked but not completely damaged?
I did not.
Sustained.
You've testified previously?
I have.
About a year ago?
Yes.
Did you use the phrase cracked but not completely damaged, Dennis?
The objection sustained, Mr. Jackson.
Ultimately, was the black Lexus SUV towed and cleared from the scene?
It was.
Is it your responsibility or part of your responsibility to log the time that things like this happen, like, for instance, the SUV is taken away?
When I clear from the scene, yes.
What time was that when you cleared the scene?
I believe it was 4:17 p.m.
Suffice it to say that SUV was not seized at a later. Can you see what's depicted in the still image of that video right now?
I can.
I'm going to ask you if you'll turn to your right, concentrate on this area. This area here. Do you see what's depicted in that still image?
I do.
Does that appear to be a taillight?
Yes.
Does it look clear? Does it look like it's shining red?
Looks clear.
The portion that is intact, does that appear to be brighter red?
Correct.
And the photograph that I just showed you a second ago, is that red portion there?
Can you rephrase that?
Sure. Let's go back. You see the red?
Yes.
All right. Is that the condition of the taillight as you saw it on January 29th around 3:15 or 3:30 when you got to the location?
It was.
Let's go back to the other exhibit, please. Exhibit 13. Can we zoom in, please? Can you see that this entire area is now missing?
I can.
Sustained. Ask it differently.
Sure. The area that I'm circling here, do you see any red limbs in that area?
No.
Is that consistent, this photograph, consistent with the condition of the taillight as you saw it on January 29th, 2022, just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Lights, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Have we met before?
We have not.
Do you still work in Dighton?
I do.
At the time you went to the lead residence, you did not know the occupants?
I did not.
Since then, have you ever met or spoke to William Reed?
Nope.
Or the defendant?
Nope.
When you went there that day, it was at the request of the state police?
Correct.
When they asked you to come? It's a typical procedure for one law enforcement agency to contact local law enforcement agency?
Correct.
And part of the reason they do that is to bring in separate and independent law enforcement officer to the scene?
Yes.
Because it's your jurisdiction?
Correct.
And they called you before they got to Mr. Reed's house, didn't they?
Yes.
They told you what they were going to do and when they were going to do it?
Yes.
They didn't just show up at the Reed house and then you found out later. They invited you and informed you what the process was going to be.
I wouldn't say that they told me what the process was going to be.
When you got there, were the troopers already there, or did they arrive after you?
The troopers were there.
Were they in the house or outside of the house when you got there?
They were outside in a pickup truck.
Did you see them get out of the pickup truck after you got there?
They got out after I identified themselves.
Did you ever see them approach and touch the rear taillight of the defendant's office?
I did not.
Did you ever see them manipulate in any way that rear taillight of the defendant's Lexus?
I did not.
Did you see them do anything that was suspicious, inordinary, or unfairly remarkable relative to that car?
I did not.
When they spoke to you, they then went inside the house?
What do you mean by spoke to me?
After they introduced you, you introduced yourself to them, they went into the Reed house?
Yes.
And then they came out?
They came out much later.
And that vehicle was towed?
Correct.
At no time from when you got there until you left, did you see anybody from the state police in any way tamper with that vehicle, did you?
I did not.
When the vehicle was towed, do you know how long it took to take the vehicle from Dighton back to Canton?
How long?
Yes.
I do not.
You didn't escort it back?
I did not.
You had an opportunity to write a report in this case, didn't you?
I did.
And when you did, you had an opportunity to describe the damage to that taillight in any way you wanted to.
I did.
You could have gone into detail about size of the damage.
I could have.
You could have gone into detail about the shape of the damage.
I could have.
You could have gone into detail about the width of the damage.
I could have.
You could have taken photographs of the damage if you wanted to.
I could have.
In fact, there was no limitation on what you could have written in your report regarding the damage, was there?
No.
You write reports regularly, don't you?
I do.
You trained at the academy. It's the best way to memorialize events.
Correct.
Because in time, your memory is not always as good later on than it is at the moment.
Correct.
What might be important or remarkable later might not be remarkable at the time you're making the observation.
Correct.
So you're taught at the academy to use as much detail as you can so that you can have an accurate memory later on.
Correct.
Because oftentimes, you respond to a number of different events and incidents, don't you?
I do.
You write a lot of reports.
Not necessarily now in this position that I'm in, but...
Did you at the time?
At the time, correct.
Yeah. And so it's sometimes difficult to remember the details of all events, and you use the report to refresh your memory.
Correct.
When you wrote your report, and you could have put as much detail as you wanted, is it fair to say you only wrote one single line about the damage to the car?
Correct.
The vehicle had damage to the right rear taillight.
That's what I wrote.
Fair to say you didn't document that it was the size of a dollar bill. You didn't say that, did you?
No.
Or that it was 3 to 6 inches. You didn't mention that, did you?
No.
You didn't mention the placement of where the damage was.
To an extent, I did. The right rear taillight.
Right rear taillight. You didn't indicate if it was on the side or on the back.
I did not.
You didn't provide any other details of the description when your memory was probably at its best. True?
True.
And would you agree that your memory that day was probably much more accurate than it is today?
I would not.
When you wrote the report, did you ever have an opportunity to write a supplement report if you wanted to give more detail?
I guess I could.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Inevitably, you were a witness at trial. I'm sorry, you were a witness at a prior proceeding in this case, weren't you?
Correct.
You came in and you swore under oath regarding your memory.
Correct.
And that was probably a year to a year and a half after you first made the observations which you reduced in writing in the police report.
Correct.
And when you made those observations, that was on January 29, 2022?
Correct.
When you came into court and you testified, that was on June 10, 2024.
If that was the date?
You were asked questions to use your best memory to describe the damage to that taillight last time you swore under oath to tell the truth, weren't you?
I don't think I was asked that.
What were you asked about? To describe the best you could the damage to that right rear taillight last time you were in court on June 10, 2024.
I don't think I was told to describe it in depth.
Were you asked questions about the damage to that rear taillight last time you were in court?
I was.
And when you described the damage, did you do your best of your ability to give as much detail as possible?
I did.
Did you qualify your memory at that time saying to the best of my ability and recollection?
I did.
And when you qualify as a police officer with the best ability and recollection, that is recognizing that time had passed.
Time has passed, yep.
That you had a report that you couldn't refresh your memory.
Correct.
And did you refresh your memory with that report before you testified last time?
I did.
And when you qualified that it was to the best of your ability and recollection, that account for the fact that when you looked at the report, there was no detail other than your commentary in your report that the vehicle had damage to the right rear taillight.
Correct.
And so when you qualified, you were considering human factors like time had passed.
Correct.
That your report was respectfully scant.
Correct.
That you had heard a lot about this case since that point, hadn't you?
Correct.
And so considering your memory in June of 2024, when you qualified your answer, was it considering all of those different factors that had passed in between that time?
Can you rephrase that?
Yes. When you decided to qualify your answer, and you said to the best ability and recollection, and then you went on to describe what you remember from the break of the taillight, the reason why you used that qualification for the best ability and recollection, is it because of those human factors that had passed?
I would suppose so.
And sir, since the time you came into court on June 10, 2024, have you spoken to anybody from the defense about this case?
Yes.
How many times have you spoken to somebody from the defense about this case after you gave your testimony on June 10, 2024?
Once.
Where did you speak? Who did you speak to?
Attorney Jackson.
Did you speak to him in person or on the phone?
In person.
Okay, don't. Okay. You're not hesitating, are you?
No.
Where did you speak to him in person?
At his hotel.
How did you know where Attorney Jackson was staying?
He told me.
Did you find it odd to go visit an attorney at their hotel and talk about a case?
It was in their conference room.
Find it odd. Go to somebody's hotel to speak to them about a case.
No.
Without saying the name of the hotel, where was the hotel located?
Boston.
And where were you located?
I don't feel comfortable telling you.
Sorry. Did you have to drive?
I did.
So you took the effort to go to see Mr. Jackson at his request. Did you know who Mr. Jackson was?
I did.
On TV?
I did.
When you went there to the hotel in the conference room, who else was there?
Attorney Little.
Okay. Who else?
I'm not sure of the other gentleman's name.
It was one of the gentlemen right here on the end?
It
was looking one down there on the right?
No, it was not.
Somebody else?
Somebody else.
Okay. Was there anybody else there?
No.
When you were in that conference room, were you shown your police report?
No.
Were you shown your testimony the last time you came to the court?
No.
The photograph of the vehicle in Sally Court, the vehicle with the missing glass, were you shown that?
No.
Had you ever seen that photo before?
Of course.
And you saw it at the last event you testified at, right?
Correct.
When you were shown that photo during your prior testimony, you never, ever, ever suggested that that was in any way different than what you had seen in the indictment.
Nobody asked me that.
You were asked to describe the damage, and you were shown that photograph, you never, ever suggested that there was a difference in the damage as you see it in that photo compared to what you remember reading.
I don't think anybody asked me to describe that.
Did you ever make a note or say anything that that is dissimilar to what you remember the last event that you testified
at? I testified that that was not the taillight the day that I saw it.
That's what you testified at the last event?
Did.
Yes?
Yes.
You said that photo does not depict what you saw?
Correct.
Yes?
Yes.
And when you testified to that at the last event, who was asking you that question?
District Attorney Lally.
Okay. And you remember making that comment under oath?
I do.
Do you remember that as well as your memory about what the taillight looked like back in Dayton?
I do.
When you were asked questions about that taillight, you had described the taillight as not completely damaged, it was cracked, and there was a piece missing but not completely damaged. Do you remember that testimony?
I do.
And is that accurate testimony?
It's accurate.
So, in your memory, in June 10, 2024, was that vehicle's rear taillight had a piece missing, correct?
Correct.
You said that your memory about the damage to the taillight, as you recall it when you were in Dayton back on January 29, 2022, you said your memory is as good as your memory that you said in court there was a difference between that photo and the damage, right?
Right.
Have you ever read your testimony from your last proceeding?
Never.
But you have a specific memory of discussing that specific photograph. Yes?
Yes.
Any approach?
Yes.
I'm going to show you your transcript of sworn testimony on June 10, 2024. And when you reflect on your memory, understanding some time has passed, you testify that your memory of distinguishing that photo is reflected in your testimony. Right?
Yes. Ask the question differently.
Okay. Your memory is that you discussed the distinction
between that photo and what you saw at the last time you testified?
Objection.
I'm going to allow that.
And I should take a look at that. Could you show me anywhere in your testimony? Anywhere. Where you made any statement about that photo being inconsistent with what you saw in Dighton on January 29th, 2022.
It's not in.
Can I approach?
Yes.
I can put it back on. Thank you. So respectfully, sir, your memory about distinguishing that photo is not as you thought it was and claimed it was in this transcript, correct?
Correct.
And that's not a matter of you trying to fool anybody or lying, is it?
No.
No, it's a matter of time passes and memory fades. Yes?
Yes.
And that's one real example why the Academy, they teach you when you write reports to be as detailed as you can. We'll accommodate the fact that memories can fade, right?
Correct.
Memories can change.
I know what I saw, and that wasn't it.
Well, that's not what I'm asking you, because you just testified that on the road, you had looked at that photo and distinguished it. But that's not accurate, is it?
No.
And so it's not a matter of you perjuring yourself or lying, it's a matter of difficulties with memory, didn't you say?
Yeah, correct.
And you share the same difficulties with memory as many other words. Objection.
Sustained.
You have, as a senior major, difficulties with memory at times, correct?
Correct.
And so that very certain memory you had about your testimony last year, fair to say that never happened.
Correct.
You were simply mistaken, weren't you? Or something more, please tell me.
Correct.
When you met with the attorneys in Boston, what'd you talk about?
It was just a way for them to meet with me and see me face to face and then ask me how I would be subpoenaed, who would they need to send a court summons to, what my schedule was like coming up in the next month, months.
Those things all could have been accomplished by phone, correct?
Could have.
So the face-to-face meeting, what did you talk about?
I'm going to allow it.
Over here. What did you talk about?
Excuse me.
So that, okay.
Over here.
You told us there was some background about being subpoenaed and time. Substantively, what did you talk about with the attorneys when you met them at the hotel conference?
Other than that, they didn't go over my testimony. We just spoke about that I said that the taillight was not completely damaged.
Okay. Did you get into any detail about the conversation, about your testimony today?
No.
When did you meet with them?
I don't have the date.
Last year, this year?
I don't have the date. I don't recall the date.
I'm not looking for a date, just a general year frame. Last year, this year?
Probably June. Early in this year.
Are you having some difficulty with memory about that as well?
On a certain date, yes.
On a certain date. Was it this year, probably, or do you think you met them this year?
This year.
You know what month you met them this year?
I wouldn't know the month.
Certainly you talked about this issue with the taillight, didn't you?
Yes.
When you talked about this issue with the taillight, did anybody from the defense offer you any opinions or information?
No.
Did they ask you questions about it?
No.
So you went to a meeting at a Boston hotel in a conference room. And nobody talked about the taillight position?
I'm going to allow it.
Sir, I'll ask another question instead. Have you had an opportunity to see other
evidence of that taillight being damaged that morning before you saw it?
On the 29th of January? No.
The video that was shown to you with the tow truck, had you seen that before today?
Yes.
Who showed it to you?
It, from passing, from seeing it on TV and...
Was it shown to you during your conference room meeting at the hotel?
It was not.
So you looked and studied and watched this case a little bit?
With all due respect, sir, I don't live under a rock. It's kind of, it's all over social media and the news. You can't avoid it.
I'm not criticizing you with this company. I'm just asking you. Have you been exposed to this case since you made those observations in Dayton on January 29th, 2022?
I have.
Have you seen other video footage and evidence about that taillight since January 29th, 2022?
I have.
Have you seen other information since you last testified last summer about the taillight?
I have.
And seeing this extraneous information, this other information, do you think that played a part in some of your difficult moments? Objection.
I'm going to allow that.
Your Honor, I'm your coach.
Okay.
You've seen quite a bit of information about this case and the issue regarding the taillight since you first made the observations back in 2022. Wouldn't that be fair to say?
It would be fair to say.
And based on all the additional information you've read and seen, would you agree it's had some effect on your memory?
I guess.
Well, I don't want you to guess. You testified that you made explanations at the last trial that you didn't make. Right?
Correct.
You had a memory as you testified in direct examination on the road and you tried your best about things that just didn't happen. Right?
Right.
Would you agree that you had some difficulty with your memory?
I'd agree.
I want to show you some evidence of that taillight before you had a chance to see it in Dayton. If we could have the ring video at 5:07:58, please. Have you seen this video before, sir?
I have.
Before you have seen this guy? Have you seen this on social media?
The news, social media.
Has anybody else shown you this video?
No.
How many times do you think you've been exposed to this video?
Too many to count.
Because you were involved in this case, and I'm going to say as a predicate, there were no orders for you not to do anything. I'm not suggesting any impropriety. But because you were involved in this case and issues regarding the taillight, do you think you had a particular interest when things like this came on TV and social media to take a look to compare to your memory?
Did I have a particular interest? No, I didn't follow this case.
But you've seen this many, many times.
Because of what is out there on social media and the news.
I'm going to allow it.
You see that? Sir?
Can you zoom in a little bit more? I can.
You can or can I?
I can.
You can. See it in there?
Yes.
Thank you. Continue, please. Continue. Stop. Can you bring it back and stop? Back up. Right there. Yeah, you see, sir?
I can see that.
Yeah. Is that consistent with the damage that you saw when you looked at that Lexus in Dayton hours later?
Consistent.
Can we go to Exhibit 10, please? And before you show it, I have a couple questions. This was a snowstorm, kind of like a blizzard that day.
Yes.
And when you got to the driveway, it had not been shoveled or plowed.
Correct.
There was quite a bit of snow accumulating and ongoing.
Yes.
And there was snow coming down on top of everything, the ground, the streets, the cars, correct?
Correct.
And snow was accumulating, did you notice, on cars and packing on the cars?
Yes.
When you looked at this house, when you looked at the defendant's left indictment, you didn't go over and scoop out any of the snow that was in that broken taillight, did you?
I did not.
You didn't try to remove any snow off it or that was accumulated inside of it?
I did not.
And the snow that was, there was snow packed on that car, wasn't there?
There was.
There was snow packed around the light, wasn't it?
There was.
And would you agree with the snow, since you didn't tamper with it or try to remove anything, that could impede your ability to accurately observe the depth of the damage? Would you agree with that?
I would.
If we could have Exhibit 10, please. Does that appear to be the same Lexus you looked at when there was an indictment? And it's a far view, so I don't want you to guess. If you're not sure, you can tell me.
I wouldn't be able to tell you. I can't.
Can you take a look to the right? You see that right tail light, the white part?
I can.
Missing, yes?
Looks like snow is packed on it.
Does it look like there's a right tail light there?
Does not.
This is before you saw the car indicted. Do you know that or you wouldn't know that?
That doesn't look like the Reed's driveway.
Do you know if this photograph was taken before or after you made your observations and indictment?
I do not.
The right rear taillight in the missing parts of it, is that consistent with what you saw around 3:27 on January 29, 2022?
Yes.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Light down, please, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll be brief. Sergeant, did you celebrate your birthday 2 years ago?
I did.
Kind of a big deal. It's your birthday, right?
Yes.
What day of the week was your birthday 2 years ago?
No idea.
You have a difficult memory, sir?
Yes.
The fact that you had a birthday, you recall, correct?
Correct.
The day of the week of that birthday may fall by the wayside in your mind, right?
Right.
Sustain this to the form, Mr. Jackson.
Of course. The fact that you can't remember the day of the week, does that mean that you have a bad memory?
Objection.
I'm going to allow it.
Correct.
You remember being at in Dighton, correct? Being called out to Dighton to the residence of the Reeds?
Correct.
Do you remember the time?
I do.
Do you remember the weather?
I do.
Do you remember who you met there?
I do.
Do you remember the conversations that you had?
I do.
Do you remember the phone calls that you received?
I do.
The first one?
I do.
The second one?
I do.
Do you remember being in the garage and speaking with someone?
I do.
Do you remember it was this lady, pretty lady right here in the blue?
I do.
Do you remember meeting Mr. Reed?
Briefly.
The handsome gentleman with the gold tie?
I do.
You remember all that?
Right? Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the SUV?
I do.
Do you remember the condition of the taillight?
I do.
You were asked whether or not you saw Trooper Proctor in any way manipulate that right rear taillight while he was out at Dighton, while you were there, correct?
Correct.
You said no. Honestly, I never saw him touch it, right?
Correct.
Were you in the Sallyport in Canton PD? I'm sorry, in Canton, in the Sallyport, at the police station?
I wasn't.
At 5:30 p.m.?
Objection.
16.
At any point, did you ever go to the Sallyport at Canton PD that day?
I did not.
Do you have any idea what did or didn't happen inside the Sallyport?
Objection.
Sustained.
You were asked by Mr. Brennan, you could have taken photos had you wanted to, correct?
Correct.
And certainly you could have, right?
Correct.
Was that your vehicle that was being seized?
No.
You were simply there to assist another officer, right?
Objection.
Before Mr. Jackson.
Of course. What were you there to do?
Just to assist another agency.
Would it have been normal protocol for you to photograph that vehicle?
No.
Did you see Trooper Proctor photograph the vehicle?
No.
Did you see Sergeant Buchanan photograph the vehicle?
No.
By the way, you and I did meet once before, correct?
Correct.
Was that before or after you testified last year at another hearing?
After.
And you were called by whom last year at the other hearing? The defense or the Commonwealth?
The Commonwealth.
You testified for them?
Correct.
So that's stricken, it's beyond the scope.
Did the Commonwealth ever contact you after your testimony at the hearing last year?
They did not.
Did they ever call you on the telephone?
After?
Correct.
No.
Did they ever send you a subpoena?
No.
And you testified last year that the taillight was cracked, but not, or damaged, but not completely broken, correct?
Sustained.
You and I met in a hotel in a conference room, correct?
Correct.
Anything sketchy or nefarious about that?
No.
Did I introduce myself to you?
You did.
You happen to know I live in Los Angeles?
Correct.
I don't have a house, right?
Correct.
I don't have an office out here, correct?
Yes.
Sustained.
Do you know whether or not I have an office?
I do not.
Do you remember me asking you if you would mind meeting at a hotel where I was staying in a conference room?
I do.
Okay. Do you have any problem with that?
Nope.
Did you find that unusual?
No.
Did you and I ever speak, ever, before your testimony last year?
No.
Did I ever tell you how I wanted you to testify?
No.
Did I ever tell you what to say?
No.
Did I show you any testimony?
No.
Did I play you any video?
No.
Did I show you a single photograph?
No.
During that conversation, did you tell me how to subpoena you?
I did.
Did you tell me where the subpoena should be directed?
I did.
Did you tell me your vacation schedule?
I did.
Did you tell me your availability and willingness to testify?
I did.
Did we talk about any other thing of substance other than that and whether or not you recalled what your testimony was from last year?
That was all we talked about.
As you sit here, Sergeant Barrows, do you have any difficulty recalling what the condition of that taillight was on January 29th, 2022, at about 3 or 3:15 in the afternoon when you saw the view?
No.
Any difficulty whatsoever?
No.
Do you remember the condition of that taillight?
I do.
Was the condition of that taillight the same as the photo that I showed you on my direct examination?
No.
You would agree that your memory has changed since last time you testified in this courthouse?
Yes.
In the photo I showed you, the close-up with the missing right rear taillight, is that consistent with your memory of what you saw in Dighton on January 29, 2022?
Objection.
I'm going to allow it. It was opened up. It was opened up.
Is it consistent with what you saw on January 29, 2022?
It is.
Thank you.
All right, Sergeant, you are all set.
Thank you.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.